Welcome to episode 38 of the English Sessions, for or during. I am your host and English teacher, Mike Butler. These podcasts can help you improve your English. Together, we will talk about grammar, pronunciation, structure, and have some fun, too. Remember to visit my website, www.englishsessionswithmike.com, to contact me for private lessons and for more content. You can also read the transcript of this audio on the website as you listen to this episode. Listen for these words today. Blizzard. A blizzard is a severe snowstorm. The northern part of my country, the United States of America, gets many blizzards in wintertime. Trick. Trick has a few definitions. Today, I use trick because I am talking about a way to help remember something. It is a technique. A trick is a technique, a method, or process. For example, I know the trick to making the perfect pizza. I know the trick. I know a good technique for making pizza. I know a good process, a good method. I know a trick. Pet sitting. Pet sitting means you are taking care of someone else's pets, temporarily. It's like babysitting, but for pets instead of humans. The words for and during are prepositions. Sometimes there is confusion around when to use for and when to use during. Today, I will try to clear up some confusion, and I will give examples of both for and during. For more information about the preposition for, listen to episode 15 of the English Sessions. Many of my listeners know that I am learning the Spanish language. Therefore, I know that the Spanish word durante can translate to for and during. Perhaps this is similar in your language as well. Do you have one word in your language that translates to both for and during? I have said it before, and I will say it again. Don't assume that your translation is the best one. Look at many examples, and always listen to the English Sessions, because we are here to help. If you assume that your translation is correct, then you may begin to use the incorrect preposition in your English sentences. And then years and years will pass as you use the wrong preposition. After years and years of using the wrong preposition, it becomes very hard to change. You become very comfortable with the wrong preposition. It sounds correct to you. It just feels right coming out of your mouth. Let's try to prevent that from happening. Let's start with during. Use during when you are talking about what happens throughout the entire time of a specified period of time, or at some time within a period of time. Prepositions are really hard to explain, so I'm going to give you some examples to clear up any confusion. I lost power during the blizzard. I lost power during the blizzard. At one specific time in the middle of the blizzard, I lost power. I did not have electricity. I lost power. The restaurant is open during the day. It is not open at night. It is open during the day. It is open throughout the specified time, the day. I played a lot of football during the summer, at different times throughout the summer. She called during the week. She called during the week. She called at one point in the week. Now let's talk about for. Use for when you are talking about the entire length of time of something. An event, a season, an amount of years. Examples. I was at university for 4 years. We were at the party for 5 hours. We went to France for 2 weeks. We stayed for the entirety of 2 weeks. This is the total amount of time. I lived in San Francisco for 20 years. My flight was delayed for 3 hours. I haven't seen you for a long time. Okay, I gave some examples of for and during. Remember, use for when talking about the entire time, the entire length of something. It lasted for 3 hours. Use during when you are talking about what happens within or throughout an amount of time. What happened during the night? Often you use during when you are giving extra information about what happened within a period of time. I will give an example. I was pet sitting for a friend last week. I was pet sitting for 10 days. During those 10 days, I had some problems. The pets destroyed my house. It was chaos. I had problems with the pets during those 10 days. You see, in that last sentence, I referred back to the entire length of time, but now I am adding additional information about what happened within the 10 days. Let's look at my examples of during again. We will also try to replace the word during with for. Does it have the same meaning with for instead of during? Does it have a different meaning? Or is it just confusing? We will decide together. Number one, I lost power during the blizzard. I lost power during the blizzard. This is correct. I lost power at one point in the middle of the blizzard. I lost power during the blizzard is correct. I lost power for the blizzard? No. This changes the meaning of the sentence. If I say, I lost power for the blizzard, it sounds like you lost your power in order to prepare for the blizzard. This does not have the same meaning, and that does not make much sense. Number two, the restaurant is open during the day. That's good. That's correct. You can go there at any point during the day for food. Now let's try, the restaurant is open for the day. No, that doesn't really have the same meaning. If I heard the restaurant is open for the day, I would think, oh, the restaurant is open today, specifically. But perhaps it's not normally open. Perhaps it's been closed for some time. However, both would indicate that the restaurant is open. Number three. Remember my sentence, I played a lot of football during the summer. Okay, yes, that's correct. That's correct. I played a lot of football during the summer, throughout the summer, at different times within the summer. I played a lot of football during the summer. Now let's try, I played a lot of football for the summer. Okay, this is kind of similar. Perhaps you went to a football camp for the summer. For the summer. You went to football camp, and it was the entire length of the summer. Example. John, hi, how are you? I went to France for the summer. What did you do? Oh, hi, Mike. Nice to see you. I went to football camp for the summer. So, ultimately, I played a lot of football for the summer. That was my summer. Okay, so this is more or less pretty similar in meaning. Number four, she called during the week. She called at one point in the week. She called during the week. This is correct. Now, let's try she called for the week. She called for the week. She called for the week. I don't really know what this could mean. This is just confusing to me. Perhaps you can think of a good time to say she called for the week. A proper context. If you can, then write into the podcast or leave a message on the website. I'd love to hear from you. After the break, we will do the same exercise with my examples for four. I will also give you a little trick for remembering the rules. Don't go away.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's Mike, your host of Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. We'll talk about the history and origin of words in English. If you're coming over from the English Sessions, well, then I'll give you an even bigger welcome, loyal listener. The English Sessions is the podcast I've been doing for a while now for English learners, and is where Get the Word was first conceived. I decided to make Get the Word its own podcast since I started to realize I was making content more for native speakers with these etymology episodes, which seemed to warrant its own feed. Don't worry, though. For those of you who are English learners, there will still be transcripts of the episodes on the website. Look for details in the show notes. Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome back. Before the break, we replaced the word during with the word for. Sometimes the sentence had a similar meaning. Sometimes the sentence had a completely different meaning. One sentence was just confusing when we replaced during with for. Let's do the same exercise, but this time I will replace for with during. Number one, I was at university for 4 years. The entirety of 4 years. I was at university for 4 years. That's correct. Let's try, I was at university during 4 years. Okay, let's pause. Now, this is something that my students might say. It's not the end of the world if you say this. It just sounds wrong, though. It is not the most accurate preposition to use. Most likely, however, your listener will understand you. For this example, the use of during doesn't really change the meaning of the sentence. It's just not what a native English speaker would say. Number two, we went to France for 2 weeks. We stayed for the entirety of 2 weeks. That is the total amount of time. We went to France for 2 weeks. This is the same as number one. We went to France during 2 weeks. It just sounds strange. But it's okay if you make this mistake. Don't panic. Most likely, your listener will understand. Number three, I lived in San Francisco for 20 years. The same as number one and number two. Use the preposition for. But if you use during, well, you will probably be understood. However, if you are trying to improve your English, if you are trying to perfect your English, then try to start using the correct preposition. Break those bad habits. If your goal is to just to be understood, then just remember that your listener will probably still understand you if you use the wrong preposition here. But remember, using an uncommon preposition can definitely change the meaning of a sentence. I tell this to my students all the time. This is important to remember, so I will say it again. Using an uncommon preposition can change the meaning of your sentence. Number four. My flight was delayed for 3 hours. That is the entire length of the delay. It is the total amount of time. My flight was delayed for 3 hours. Now let's try, my flight was delayed during 3 hours. I feel confused just saying it out loud. I feel like this can potentially have a different meaning. It's just confusing to me. Perhaps there was a delay within the 3 hours that was only part of the 3 hours. I don't know. My flight was delayed during 3 hours. You know, if someone said that to me, I think I would be confused. I really do. Try to avoid that one. But again, if you can think of a proper time to say this, please let me know. Write into the podcast. Number five, I haven't seen you for a long time. That sounds good. That is correct. I haven't seen you for a long time. But I haven't seen you during a long time. Oh, no, no. This is similar to number four. I'm just confused. During a long time? At one specific point within a long time? I'm a bit confused. I would avoid saying this. So what have we learned? Knowing the difference between for and during is important. Also, sometimes a translation of a preposition is not accurate. Also, yes, knowing the difference is important. However, some sentences have more or less the same meaning, but not always. So remember, use for when talking about the entire length of time. I have been talking for some time now. Use during when talking about what is happening throughout the course or duration of a period of time or at a specific point within a period of time. The cat woke me up during the night. I always get too hot during the summer months. Any questions? Write into the podcast, efteachermike@gmail.com. Now I will share a trick to help remember when to use for and when to use during. I learned this trick from grammarbank.com. Thank you, Grammar Bank. You will often see for before the words a or n or a, or a number followed by a time noun. I went on vacation for a week. I slept for an hour. We stayed home for 10 days. The amount of days. And what about during? The trick here is, from grammarbank.com, you will often see during before a noun, like game. What happened during the game? What happened during the game? During my vacation, I got lost many times. I panicked during the storm. Any questions? Write into the podcast, efteachermike@gmail.com. Let's spell it. efteachermike@gmail.com. Find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, facebook.com/theEnglishSessions, twitter.com/theESessions, instagram.com/EnglishSessionsWithMike. Go to our website for much, much, much more content, www.EnglishSessionsWithMike.com. You can help support the English Sessions. Go to anchor.fm/theEnglishSessions to make a monthly contribution. You can help support the English Sessions for as low as 99 cents in U.S. dollars, less than one U.S. dollar, per month. Please rate and review the English Sessions on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast player you use. It really helps us a lot. Go to the website www.EnglishSessionsWithMike.com for a free consultation with me, Mike. Do you want to talk to me about your English? I offer a free 30-minute consultation. That's right, 30 minutes free with me, Mike. After that, I will be available to you for private lessons at a price that is affordable to you. We can discuss what you can afford together. I am here to help. One more thing for all the advanced learners out there. Make sure to subscribe or follow Get the Word with Mike Butler. Yes, Get the Word is now its own podcast. You must search for Get the Word separately now. There are episodes of Get the Word on the new podcast that are not on the English Sessions. The anchor page is anchor.fm/get-the-word. Thank you all for listening. Until next time, this is Mike signing off.